David Trelfall as Edward Wilson in William Osborne and Richard Turner's 1998 film.
Chapter 52 of this infernal book. Third draft. For Jay and Natalie, beloved children of Drake Matterhorn, world's richest man and president of the Amjap Corporation, their birthday celebrations had been marred only by the absence from their home, Gold Tops in Pearl Harbor, of their devoted uncle, Colonel Brad Matterhorn, who labored resolutely in the environment, the piddling banana republic formerly known as Britain, on his mission to enslave its people for the Amjap Corporation. Of all those people, only Edward Wilson, a witness to one of the necessary Amjap bomb attacks, was attempting to alert the press, nay, the nation itself, to the fate that awaited it. In the spring of 1998, Edward Wilson, together with his alleged paramour, Tabitha Minks, the environment's top pin-up, began a bus journey that would lead to the final pages of this ludicrous biography for Drake Matterhorn. Steady, Crichton. A bus journey that would lead to the startling conclusion of this fantastic story. Damn, I've run out of Gilbies.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your commuter driver. This mega bus is going to Rugby.
Hey, you! I want this bus to go to London.
Please do not speak to the driver while the bus is in motion.
Oh, shut it. I hate computer drivers. Listen, mate, we're commandeering this bus for London.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. With the press. And we've got Edward Wilson, the environment's top news item, with us. Plus the fantastic Tabitha Minks, with whom he has commenced a torrid affair.
Okay, London it is.
Right, lads, get your wellies on. We're going to hit the bar. Yay!
Tabitha?
Yes, Edward?
Could I borrow some money for a drink? I haven't got my cash card. See, I left hospital in such a hurry. I've only got the surgical pyjamas I'm standing in.
Edward, you're funny. Where would I keep a cash card? I'm completely nasty.
Oh, how silly of me. I'm sorry.
I said the press will want another photo session of us together.
Hello, Edward. Tabitha, no one got your drink? It's a great story, Edward.
Yes, yeah. It's time the environment woke up to the Amjap threat.
Terrific story. Love it.
It's not a story, it's a genuine threat to our way of life.
Oh, don't be so modest. It's a great story.
Edward, hot story. Love it. I'd just like to say how much... Oh, no. I've thrown up all over the hot story surgical pyjamas.
Well, don't worry, that'll be a great story.
I'll just go to the bathroom to clean this.
Oh, sorry about that. Tabitha, how's your drink?
Nothing. My dad says I shouldn't.
Well, that's rich. He's always drunk.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a great bloke.
Are you vacant, washroom?
Hang on. I'm still clearing up after the last journalist. Here we go. All yours. What is it? Bath? Shower? Lavvy?
Oh, can you clean this puke off these surgical pyjamas?
If you put it in the washing machine, I can. You gonna use my lavvy?
Oh, no, it's all right. Thank you.
Take a seat.
What is it? Are you upset?
No. It's nice and warm. There you are. Told you it was warm.
Yes.
Lovely feeling, I should think. Sitting down by yourself. A few moments of solitude. A time for lonely meditation. A freeing of the spirit. No distractions.
Yes, that would be nice.
Don't let me inhibit you. Nothing shocks me.
I see the process as a sort of metaphor for life itself.
Yes, I thought you probably would.
I'll turn that tap on. That sometimes helps.
No, don't bother. Are you making that noise?
I didn't want to mention it. I thought it was you.
It sounds as if someone's going through the roof of this bus.
Hey! That's my roof you're tearing open!
Edward Wilson! Huh? We meet at last!
Pardon?
You are so pure. It is right that I should find you naked.
Yes, my clothes must have finished washing by now. I think I'll just get...
I am the leopard.
Hmm? What? That psychopath that goes around killing people in the north?
Is there another one? But my friends call me Lunk.
Friends?
Yeah. But they got wiped out in the difficulties. I was the only survivor from my special unit. I killed to forget them.
Oh, I see.
There's only a couple I can still visualize, so it seems to be working.
Help!
Don't
tell me!
Help! Edward Wilson.
What?
You have nothing to fear from me. I love you.
Oh, but you don't know me. I'm a difficult person. I'm really ratty in the mornings.
This blade is honed to perfection. Like me. Give me your hand.
I'm sorry, it's a bit damp. I'm unaccountably nervous. I mean, this is all so sudden.
Have you ever had jaundice, anemia, mononucleosis, AIDS, hepatitis, or malaria?
No.
Ah! We join hands. Our bloods mingle. We are brothers forever.
Oh. Great. Well, I expect you'll be wanting to get on and kill somebody now. Don't let me keep you, brother.
No! I have heard your call against the Amjet Corporation. It is right, and I will follow you. I kneel before you.
You think I might be right?
You're a man of vision. The Amjap takeover is happening. I shall be your shadow and protector. They will want to kill you.
Oh, dear, do you think so?
Yes. May I get up now?
Rise. Well, just rise.
Hurry up in there! I've had one too many.
Shall I terminate him?
But I know he's a journalist. It's not worth it.
Come out!
Coming! Look, I really must be going.
Avoid the minx, girl! Girls are trouble. I'll be on the roof if you need me.
Brother! Those diseases you mentioned, you haven't had any of them, have you?
I get blackouts occasionally, but then I'm a psychopath. Goodbye!
I'm going to lay it on the table, if you want the bottom line. No, you listen to me. You're talking to Gordon Blank, PR person to top people. Yes. I think there's a principle involved here. I can be flexible. Look, my account with you is big. If I were you, I'd be bending over backwards for me. No, I will not explain that. And unless you deliver, I shall take my business elsewhere. You'll regret that. Goodbye. Can you believe that? The sandwich bar on the corner are refusing to deliver my egg bap and flapjack.
Oh, that's terrible, Gordon. Fancy a coffee?
Shut up, you nasty little coffee machine. You're fired. I'm going crazy. I've got Edward Wilson, the hottest client that I've ever handled, and what happens? He announces a crusade against the bombings and disappears. How can he do that to me? I'm sitting here twiddling my thumb. Yep, hello. I'm afraid Mr. Wilson is under wraps at the moment. Is there anything you'd like to ask me as his sole agent? Oh, okay. Can we do lunch? No? Okay. No problem. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Bastard. Gordon Blank? What? The press around at Wilson's house? Right, I'll be over immediately. We're back in business.
Right, nobody move one single inch. You are trespassing in the home of Edward Wilson.
Get out, this is an exclusive trespass.
That's going to cost you, son. You're talking to Gordon Blank. Ring any bells?
No.
You are scum. I hold the world rights to Edward Wilson. His body, soul, and residuals, including merchandising. So put that bottle of vodka back in the cabinet right now.
It's my bottle.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Put it back. This is sheer press brutality.
Look, 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 look. How much money do you want to go away?
Money? Get out. Go and wait in the garden. I must talk to my client.
He's not here.
Yeah, he's not here.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyone seen him at all?
Oh, you're his agent.
Yeah. Right. That's cost you an exclusive interview. Now get out, all of you.
Oh.
Now where's Edward's robot? Fetch up. Go on, out. Fetch up. Now, I've got the world's press waiting in the front garden. Now, I want you to give them one drink each and one drink only.
One drink only.
Always keep in with the press. That's the first rule of this game.
Hello, Fetcher. I'm home.
You, I've already told your colleague, go and wait in the garden.
You're Gordon Blank, aren't you? Who let you in?
Do I know you?
Edward Wilson, you're supposed to be my manager.
Oh, no, I'm not your manager. No, no. I'm your media executive officer. Eddie, look. Fab. The world's press are out there. What we need is some kind of stunt.
Like the stunt you pulled by hitting me with a frying pan in hospital, so I would have more sympathy with the public.
Oh, we can do better than that this time. We need to drop the campaign against the Amjet bombings and make the Tracy Wex coma story the main issue.
What?
You know, the girl you were with when the baby burger bar was blown up. The latest is she's had a relapse, thereby capturing the hearts of the environment all over again. She needs total publicity and our support.
No, the bombings are the main issue. Besides, I've told you that girl's faking a coma.
Look, let's have lunch over this.
I'm not going to discuss it.
Oh, please, I can keep the Tracy Wex angle going for months. You'll be rich and famous for the rest of your life.
You're fired.
Oh, be guided by me. I know it'll work.
I don't suppose you even know your own address.
Well, got it written down somewhere.
Get out. I'm going to speak to the press in 5 minutes.
Well, keep those fantastic surgical pajamas on. I'm going to launch a whole leisure range based on those.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm going to change.
Okay, you win. I'll go prepare the ground with the world's press.
That's the first sensible thing I've heard you say.
Well, you got to swim with the tide.
Waiting for everyone.
You're animals. All animals. Now, sit. Thank you. I'll all get your stories if you just behave. Now, my client, Mr. Wilson, has persuaded me that the main issue at stake is Tracy Wex. He's insisted on going on a sponsored walk and launching an exclusive range of surgical pajamas.
How about a sponsored drink?
Right, who said that? Come on. Right, Jules, stay behind for another half hour after Mr. Wilson has seen you.
Ooh.
Right, that's an hour. And I want 1,000 words from the lot of you entitled Edward Wilson, Mega Hero and Millionaire. And no talking.
Well, you'll be back.
Right. Fetcher, this is it. The world press is going to know what the Amjap Corporation is up to. We won.
Mr. Wilson, the Amjap Corporation requests your company.
Oh, where the hell did you come from and who are you?
That's classified information, sir. Come with us.
You're the Amjap I met blowing up the baby burger bar. Get away from me!
Then I must hypnotize you. Look at this watch. Why did you hit him? I was hypnotizing him. You're so violent, Bushido.
That's not violent, C.L. It's martial art.
Colonel Brad wants him in one piece. Pick him up.
Hello, Central Control Room, Amjap Corporation Environment. Sir? Yes, sir. One moment. I'll just call him to the phone for you. Colonel Matterhorn, your brother Drake is on the line from Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
Outstanding. Thank you, Twain.
Thank you, sir.
Drake, you look incredible.
How are you, Brad? How's the operation going?
Oh, the bombs are going off according to timetable.
That's what I call bang on schedule. The kids miss you.
How are Jay and Natalie? Did they get their birthday presents?
Sure. You know, I thought Jay might be a little young for that nuclear warhead, but he proved me wrong. Took it straight down to the Nevada desert and let it go. Said it was the best birthday he ever had.
I'm real glad he liked it.
He loved it. Says he wants one for the 4th of July.
Oh, that kid is so cute.
Sure is. So, no agitators over in the environment?
You know how many agitators this crummy place has. One. Name of Wilson. We got him here right now.
What is he, a pro?
No, amateur with a big mouth.
Like it.
For sure. Gotta run, Drake. Tell Jay and Natalie I've sent them a little present for their birthdays. Bye. Outstanding. Status report?
3 more AMJAP power plants are fully operational. 4 bombing attacks scheduled for this afternoon. Slave recruitment has now commenced.
AMJAP's gonna lick this country into shape.
There goes today's first bomb, sir.
Give me my helmet. Is it polished?
Here, Colonel Matterhorn.
Don't touch my helmet! White gloves! Use the white gloves!
Yes, Colonel.
Thank you. Is it straight?
Yes, Colonel.
Dan, hut! All together now.
I pledge allegiance to the Amjack Corporation of the world and to its mission of expansion, prosperity, and production.
We will now recite the Amjack Creed. One, two, three.
Chop, chop, busy, busy, work, work, bang, bang. Chop, chop, busy, busy, work, work, bang, bang.
Amen. Where's Edward Wilson?
He's in the bullet lift with C.L. Machia. Coming up.
Ah, you enjoyed your ride in the bullet lift, did you, Mr. Wilson? Oh. Get up off the floor. At ease, C.L. Bushido. Good work.
Thank you, sir.
Colonel Brad Matterhorn, Vice President, Amjap Corporation.
Why am I here?
I expect you're wondering why you're in this magnificent central control room of the Amjap Corporation.
Yes.
Don't interrupt. You're here because Amjap needs you. How? I'll tell you. You're a powerful force for good, Mr. Wilson. You're fighting the bombers like us. Join us. We can fight it together.
Second bomb detonated.
Oh, damn. Damn those terrorists. You see what we're up against? Here's the deal. You're going to be the vice president of a policy unit that will examine possible strategies that can be deployed to combat this social evil. You get an office in this beautiful building, the latest technology, and a dedicated discussion team.
You're the bombers. You lot are doing it for some reason.
We can keep you under constant surveillance in your office. It's the only way, Wilson. Trust me, old buddy.
Nope. I'm going to tell the truth.
Wilson, it's not an invitation. It's an order.
I've got the press on my side. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Look at your flabby body, Wilson. Ow. Is that an Amjap body? Ow. No, sir. Flabby.
Ow. Sure is.
Look at my body. I have the body of
a gazelle, sir?
A gazelle. And how do I do it?
Drunk, sir.
You're damn right. Twang, get this flabby body out of my sight.
Yes, sir. That's the way, Mr. Wilson.
Look, from tomorrow the press is going to come down on the Amjap Corporation like a ton of bricks.
That's a mistake, Wilson. CL, what's she doing?
Sir?
Tail Wilson. And as soon as you get him alone, kill him.
Yes, sir.
Well, here we are in Scotland, 5 miles into the Edward Wilson-sponsored walk from John O'Groats to Land's End for the Tracy Wex coma appeal. I'm with Mr. Gordon Blank.
Hi, sir.
Gordon, as Mr. Wilson's representative, can I ask you about his claims concerning the Amjap Corporation and the bombings?
Well, Stuart, I'm glad you said that. I want to make one thing very clear. I am not his representative. I am his media marketing consultant. To answer your other question, Stuart...
I haven't asked another question.
It's this. I'm not speaking to my client at the moment. First of all, because he deserted me yesterday at a very important press conference. And second, because he refuses to take my advice.
Oh, really? And what's that?
You can't ignore the human angle. The Tracy Wex coma story. It's a moving story, Stuart, and that's why he's on this walk. Could I just say one other thing? The new exclusive range of Edward Wilson surgical pajamas are now in your shop.
And here comes the man himself, Edward Wilson.
Gordon, could I have a word?
No.
Have you got my speech on the bombing?
I threw it away.
What?
Too wordy. You've got to think pictures. Now, in 2 minutes, you've got the photo session for the surgical pajama clothing range.
Look, Gordon, I didn't want to do this silly sponsored walk in the first place. I'm not doing the photo session, and where have you hidden all my clothes?
The surgical pajamas look fab on you, Edward.
I'm freezing.
Seen this? The Edward Wilson hospital doll. In surgical pajamas. I've ordered 1 million. Got to start shifting them.
No.
It's educational and it's fun. But right now, with the aid of the beautiful Tabitha Minx in person, in the buff, you're presenting the Blotto Lotto Chet to some fat housewife.
Gordon.
Yes?
You're fired.
Let's do lunch over this. I'll call off this silly walk and we can discuss it like adult persons. I think the doll is quite cute, isn't she?
Gordon, I'm not interested. I've told you 1 million times. That girl, Tracy Wex, is faking a coma. If you want to represent me, you've got to help me with my campaign against the bombers.
So, well, I take it that you're only interested in this anti-bombing campaign of yours?
Yes!
Oh, tell me something, Edward. Is it true that Tracy Wex is faking?
Are you sure this is Gretna Green, Bushido? We've got to kill Wilson.
I don't know, C.O. Look at the loads on this map. They wiggle all over the place. Can't even build them straight.
The environment is crazy. The sponsored walk should have been here hours ago.
Remember, they are primitive people. They're bound to be late.
Well, maybe you looked at the map wrong.
What do you mean by
you
that?
You screwed up.
You have impugned my honor.
No, don't start that again.
I am an Amjap samurai. I follow the way of the sword.
So, I'm Sagittarius, but I don't use a bow and arrow.
No, I follow the code of honor.
Well, why didn't you follow the map?
If I have failed, I must perform harakiri.
Huh, what's that, some kind of opera?
You asked for the shield. Put him up.
You don't want to do that.
Well, I'll bet.
A little squirt like you might get hurt.
What?
Oh, you bastard! You hit me!
No, I exerted pressure and velocity with my hand squeezed into a tight ball. It's different. It's art. I don't go around hitting people.
Art? Don't give me that. Violence isn't art, it's science. Did America win the Vietnam War, the most technological operation in history, through art?
America didn't win the Vietnam War.
Yes, it did. I saw the movie back in the 80s.
It's art.
It's science. It's science. It's science, science,
hold it! Look at this weirdo coming up the road.
It's some guy in a skirt.
No, Superman had his pants outside his tights, but this guy's got his pubic hair outside his skirt.
He seems to be torturing some kind of animal under his arm.
Greetings to you, the new Fife McGregor here.
Yes, it is cold, isn't it?
You need your porridge inside your wallachies today.
Are you threatening us?
I got it. He's a Scotchman.
Is that dangerous?
I'll try to communicate with him. MacHav, you seen a sponsored walk pass this way, the new?
Oh, I know what you are. I haven't been a Scotsman on a 3-week lifestyle holiday in Gretna Green without knowing a couple of young runaways who've come to get married. We'll have to phone your parents. They'll be worried sick.
Let's go with him. We ain't gonna kill Wilson today. Let's go home.
Oh, I cannot countenance.
Shove it.
Now, you two lovebirds, what are your names?
That's classified information, sir.
Oh, thank God my Tabitha has gone to Scotland for that sponsored walk. Now her dad can get out from under the wife's feet and enjoy the comforts of his daughter's luxury pad. Cripes, it's a 3:15. Good old Nobby has stuck my money on the jinx. Telly?
Earned up the line, it's firework by a neck from hostage. Photo for third and the rest of the field coming in now. Trailing last and having real trouble to finish is the jinx. And now let's go over to Julian for the starting prices.
What? Oh, Nobby put my last grand on that horse.
Hello, this is George Minx, manager and father of Tabitha Minx, the environment's top pin-up. What can I do you for?
George, it's me, Nobby.
I'm sorry, Nobby, I couldn't see you through the tears.
Oh, yeah, sorry about it, Jinx. Honest, it was hot tip.
I'll never listen to you again.
Well, that's a crying shame.
What is? Come on, tell me, you owe me one.
All right, 3:30 A-Dot Park, late starter. Cannot lose.
That's a pity, because the hot tip I just had in the last race has cleaned me out.
What, you're loaded?
Sadly, no. My beloved daughter has taken control of the purse strings.
Oh, that is a pity, because late start is 66 to 1.
You're joking! Stick a couple of grand on for me, then. I'll get the money somehow.
All right, George, don't worry. It's a winner. I can smell it.
Why is Tabitha never around when I need 2 grand? Tabitha? What are you doing here? You're supposed to be on that sponsored walk.
What are you doing in my flat, more like?
Well, Mum won't let me handle your investments at home, so I had to use your telly.
Get your feet off the table.
Yeah. You look knackered. Let your dear old dad get you a cup of tea.
Thanks, Dad.
What a dad's for, eh? Now, put some clothes on and relax.
I'm fed up. I slog all the way out to Scotland to make an appearance with Edward Wilson, and suddenly he calls the old thing off and flies back to London. He's a funny bloke.
He's not been trying it on with my little treasure, has he?
No, that's what's funny. That's why I like him. He's different from all the others.
That's enough of that, my girl. You've got to save yourself so you can marry a toff.
Dad! We've only got 2 more years of the 20th century left. Any time you cut terms with it.
That's a clever thing to say. Have you been taking your pills?
Crikey! I've forgotten!
Well, quick, get a couple down you now. It'll better make it 3. There you go. There you go, girl. Get them down. That's it.
Oh, I'm fed up with taking these IQ suppressant tablets all the time.
They're necessary, Tabitha. If the public finds out how clever you are, you're finished.
If you say so, Dave.
Remember the trouble I'd keep in your PhD quiet.
Oh, that's better. The pills are working.
Yeah, you see? You need your dear old dad. Now, don't forget your tea.
You spoil me.
Oh, no. And what do I get in return, eh? An old man in the twilight of his life.
Dad, you're only 40.
I feel old, Tabitha, in the twilight of his life, who's now denied his only pleasure, that of investing his daughter's money for her.
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. How can Tabitha cheer you up?
Well, I've heard about a surefire investment that's in the 330 Haydock Park. All I need is a couple of grand, and then we can get you a lovely white wedding for when you marry a toff.
Oh, Dad, of course you can have it.
Right, Tilly, turn it up.
And the 330 race is a cracker. It's Late Starter, the rank outsider. Late Starter coming up through the field.
Come on, Late Starter. Come on, my son.
Two furlongs.
Go on.
We interrupt this program with a dramatic development in the Tracy Wex Coast.
Don't believe it.
Stop. Edward Wilson called off his sponsored walk for Tracy Wex today to fly dramatically back to her bedside. Miraculously, his gentle words brought her out of her coma. She is now fit and well. Edward Wilson went on to announce he would now be concentrating full time on his controversial campaign against the AmJap Corporation, who he blames for the bombings. This leaves one important question. Is Wilson's torrid affair with Tabitha Minx now over?
What?
Now back to racing at Haydock Park.
Right.
What a disappointment for Late Starter, pulling up and failing to finish in the first four.
How could Nobby do that to me?
How could Edward desert me? I should have been there by his side. Oh, Dad, what are we going to do?
First off, I'm going to kill Nobby.
No, Dad, I mean my career as a top pinner.
You've got to learn, Tabitha. Show business is a gamble. That boy Wilson could fall at the next fence.
1998 was written by William Osborne and Richard Turner and featured David Trollfall as Edward Wilson, with Pam Ferris, Rebecca Stevens, Hugh Laurie, Mike Myers, Steve Steen and Richard Turner. It was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.
1998 is a division of the AmJap Corporation. AmJap. Power for life.